Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy. Give me the loot, never mind, I got a juice. Thought that would never be true. Look at my neck, look at my neck. Ain't got enough money to pay me respect. Ain't no budget when I'm on the set. If I like it, then that's what I get, yeah. Okay.
Is current pop culture confusing the crap out of you? We get it here at Bad Gays, and this is why in our new segment, Gay Speak, we're going to break it down for you. It's exactly what we are going to do right now, Helen, aren't we?
Aren't we, Helen?
We are, but we're taking a little bit of a twist on Gay Speak
are
this
we?
Week.
Yes. Okay.
Perhaps we're being a little bit more controversial. Our word of the week is one that I think most people will have heard about. It's called the down low.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, I know that word.
And you know the definition of down low?
Yes, I think I do. It's when you're just chill. That's what my friends and I use it for. When you're on the down low, you're not doing much.
Well, I think it actually stemmed from elsewhere, Master Alex. And the down low may refer to any activity or relationship kept discreet.
Oh, no way.
Specifically, it may refer to keeping an act, action, or some other piece of information a secret.
Whoa.
Now, why have I chosen down low as our word of the week, Master Alex?
I don't really have any idea, Helen. Why have you?
Oh, I think you might, Master Alex.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take us to a little story that broke this week and continues to be trending about someone who perhaps one could say was utilising our word of the week, down low.
Yeah.
I'm referring to the story that was released about the priest stealing $98,000 in church donations.
Oh, no.
To pay for Grindr holes, Master Alex.
Oh, my God, here we go.
Now, given that you sent me this story, take us through it a little bit. I'm sure you've been watching it with interest.
Look, I've kind of been as surprised as you are. A Catholic priest from the US allegedly stole. This is what freaked me out the most. If it was a few hundred dollars, a few thousand dollars, I'd think that's bad. Like, it's pretty bad. But I'd think, okay, fine. But he stole almost 100,000 US, so that's a lot more over here.
Absolutely.
In church donations, out of all things, donations, between the last, 8 or 9 years, and spent that money on boyfriends, in inverted commas, that he met on the app. Now, I haven't found a boyfriend, so I'm surprised. He's 56 and he's found boyfriends on the app.
On the app, which he paid for with church money. Now, I wish I could say that this story astonishes me. It doesn't. Which is the unfortunate part about all of this. But
yeah.
I think we need to do a shout out to the priest who stole $98,000 to spend on Grindr boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And we give him the thumbs up for utilising to the best of his ability our Gay Speak word of the week, which is down low. Absolutely.
So he kept this bunny on the down low, he did.
He kept everything on the down low, mister.
That's true. Literally everything.
He absolutely did.
Yep. So you're a bad gay, like it really bad gay, just can't get enough gay, just always so puffed gay. I'm that bad gay, make your mama sad gay, make your girlfriend mad gay, might seduce your dad gay. I'm the bad gay. Duh.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.